This is WCRB in concert with A Far Cry. Music is a gift that is shared from teacher to student, mentor to protege, year to year, and age to age. Tonight, the Grammy-nominated string orchestra, A Far Cry, celebrates that legacy with music that subscribes to tradition and breaks from it by Tchaikovsky, Vivaldi, Haydn, and Bach. Along with guest soloists Simona Dinnerstein and Pamela Frank, A Far Cry infuses these performances with their signature enthusiasm and warmth. It's coming up on WCRB in concert. I'm Kathy Fuller. Like any other art form, classical music is steeped in tradition. Every new era of music either upends or resurrects a previous era's style. And every composer has a hand in building it up or breaking it down. Ensembles have a part to play in this too, especially today, and especially ensembles like A Far Cry, who made their name on eclectic all-string arrangements and a warm, enveloping sound. The first half of tonight's program is all about legacy, musical, educational, and otherwise. It takes place at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall, and there is no more fitting venue for a concert like this one that celebrates the relationships between mentors and students. The first piece tonight is a movement from Tchaikovsky's First String Quartet. One of the reasons we love Tchaikovsky is his gift with melody, and that is something he learned, at least in part, from Mozart. Tchaikovsky idolized Mozart, whose music certainly influenced Tchaikovsky's own writing. This string quartet is a shining example of that influence. It's so beautiful that after one performance, Tchaikovsky wrote, "Leo Tolstoy, sitting by me and listening to the andante of my quartet, burst into tears." Here's A Far Cry now with an arrangement for chamber orchestra of the andante from Tchaikovsky's First String Quartet on WCRB in concert.
Thank you.
the beautiful second movement of Tchaikovsky's first string quartet, arranged for chamber orchestra, played there by A Far Cry at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. Well, after a quick stage reset, A Far Cry will be back with Vivaldi's B minor concerto for four violins. Special guest Pamela Frank will be one of the soloists, along with her former student, Jesse Irons of the orchestra, Sophia Schokolai, who is under the wing of the orchestra as their New England Conservatory Fellow, and crier Omar Chen Gui. Jesse Irons was central to curating this program, and he was a student of Pamela Frank's at the Peabody Institute. He told WCRB's Kendall Todd that playing alongside her in this concert was a dream come true, and that she played a huge part in designing the program as well.
The first point that she made was that she would love to play with us, like with actually specifically some of her former students, of which I'm one. And so quickly resettled on the idea of something maybe by Vivaldi, something very energetic and celebratory that could be kind of a multi-instrument solo concerto. So that would be kind of a great way to bring generations together and just fun for everybody involved.
You can hear more of this conversation with Jesse Irons on our website. Just visit us at classicalwcrb.org. And here they are again, A Far Cry, this time with violinists Pamela Frank, Jesse Irons, Omar Chen Gui, and Sophia Schokolai. It's Vivaldi's Concerto for Four Violins in B minor here on WCRB in concert.
Thank you.
Vivaldi's Concerto for Four Violins in B Minor with the orchestra, A Far Cry. The soloists you heard were Pamela Frank and A Far Cry's New England Conservatory Fellow, Sophia Chocolat, Jesse Irons, and Omar Chen Gui.